Reading now from God's Word, Revelation 20, from 11 through to 14. A judgment before the great white throne. Then I saw a great white throne, and him who was seated on it. From his presence earth and sky fled away, and no place was found for them. And I saw the dead, great and small, standing before the throne, and books were opened. Then another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged by what was written in the books according to what they had done. And the sea gave up the dead who were in it. Death and Hades gave up the dead who were in them. And they were judged, each one of them according to what they had done. Then death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire. This is the second death, the lake of fire.
15. And if anyone's name was not found written in the book of life, he was thrown into the lake of fire. Our text verse 11. Then I saw a great white throne and him who was seated on it. From his presence earth and sky fled away, and no place was found for them. And the topic this evening, the books are opened. Beloved in our Lord Jesus Christ, you would remember from last week that the book of Revelation teaches that time will come to an end. Time is fleeting. We know that from the Word of God. It flies away, and before we realize, time is gone. Life is but a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. We read in James 4, a mist, and we who live here in the mountains would know is short-lived. You see the mist or the fog at one moment, and a few minutes later, it's gone. You see the steam coming up from your coffee cup, and just in a second, it disappears. This is life. Life before the Lord. Moses, the man of God, and we've heard in our call of worship, described our life as short in comparison with God's time. How fleeting life is. You've heard that in the previous chapter, in the previous passage as well, that for God a thousand years are like a day just gone by, like a watch in the night. Then Moses said, but our days may come to 70 years or 80 if our strength endures. Yet the best of them are but trouble and sorrow, for they quickly pass and we fly away. Therefore, Moses gave advice. Psalm 90 verse 12. Teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. And that wisdom, we know, is to walk in the word of our Lord. Moses pleaded, let us realize that we can't make plans without the Lord. Let us realize that we can't live and that we can't take on the future without the Lord. We can only live every day in trust in the Lord. Let us turn back to the Lord and count every day so that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Therefore, we need to use every opportunity, the time that you have been given here on earth, the time to worship, the time to praise the Lord. Colossians 4 verse 5, walk in wisdom toward outsiders, making the best use of the time. And we can know it's no accident that we live in this time, and that we are here, that we are now, live in this time in 2022. And it is the Lord determining the times. And everything is in His hand. And the Lord has called you in his wisdom to hear his word. He gave his spirit for you to be enriched, to be sharpened, but also to get insight in his word, and also the prophecies and visions of the book of Revelation. It's also no accident that we live in a time where leaders are corrupt and serving themselves, as we have heard in this morning service. It's no accident that we live in a time where people are confused about where they come from, who they are, where they want to go, and what they want to achieve. We live in a time where people say of climate change, time of secular humanist laws. We live in a time of protest, a time of political correctness, a time where we can hurt everyone but not feelings. Abortion, euthanasia, other atrocities against the innocent are the highest it has ever been. And nations rage against one another like Russia and Ukraine. And Jesus warned that we need to let to the times, that we need to let to the fig tree, and we will know when the time is ready. And through the wisdom we have in God's word, we don't know when our Lord will appear again, but we can feel, Paul says, even the blind can see that the world is becoming closer to its end, especially with peoples who became lovers of themselves, the brokenness of this world, and most sincerely, the unbelief of this world that is increasingly growing. And we experience this with the carelessness to accept God's word as the light of our life. And the darkness is growing as more people move away from the light of our Lord Jesus Christ and put their trust in themselves. Then their focus is on themselves. The world clearly shows that people will be lovers of themselves in the last time, walking away from the light of the gospel. The book of Revelation can be scary, but do we as believers need to fear our times? Do we need to fear tomorrow for our children, our grandchildren? Do we need to fear the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ? And we have to confess and say no. Our Lord Jesus Christ is coming. And we have heard last week in Lord's Day 19 of the Heidelberg Catechism that Lord's Day 19 is comforting all believers and gave a comforting explanation about how we should understand time. That a day is the same as 1,000 years, and that 1,000 years is the completeness, the fullness of time. When our Redeemer is in heaven, we await him as the judge who has stood already in my place. He has removed the whole curse from me, and all his enemies and mine will be condemned to everlasting punishment, but I and all the chosen ones will be taken along with him into the joy and the glory of heaven. And when you hear this vision, you don't have to fear judgment. You don't have to fear the Lord's return. We know that we will be found not guilty based on what Jesus has done for us. There is redemption and eternal life with Jesus in peace through his atoning death on the cross. But we should use our time wisely. What does that mean? It means that we are called to be his children, that we should consider our mission as his church to proclaim the gospel, as our Lord Jesus Christ said. And our vision is eternal. Our vision is God's kingdom. And we live as citizens of the kingdom of God. That was, if you can remember, last year in a series that Peter wrote, in a series of sermons that I delivered, where encourage believers that all persecutions are refinement of our faith, But however, we must keep our faith in Christ, and we must strive to live a life holy before God. And Peter encouraged us to live honorable in all circumstances amid people who don't believe in the Lord. And we should remember that we are but aliens in this world. We still live in this world, and we are not from this world. We belong to the kingdom of God. And our vision, our focus should be much bigger. It is eternal. But our mission is still to proclaim the gospel. The most important mission we can have as God's church, to be a light on a hill, to proclaim the glorious message. And it will keep us busy, where we will preach repentance and forgiveness in our Lord Jesus Christ. Sometimes the hardship of life, our obligations as parents, as husbands and wives, blurs our mission. Sometimes we are so focused on ourselves that we forget that we are citizens of the kingdom of God, that we now already have all joy, certainty, and trust in the risen Lord. Yes, we don't know what will happen tomorrow. We don't know if today will be our last, but we don't have to fear this. Death is a terrifying thought for some, especially those who forgot their first love, Jesus Christ. But we can be sure that on the last day, on Judgment Day, the biography of every person's life will be opened. When the books are opened, verse 12 of our Bible reading. And so the Spirit shows us what will happen on the last day. John is taking us through God's Word and His Spirit to this last day. John sees a great white throne and the Lord who was sitting on the throne. The throne is great because of the Lord's majesty. The Lord Himself. And white is a sign of His holiness. And the earth and sky fled away from His presence. That's a sign not of destruction, but renewal of the earth and the heaven and all creation. There will be a rebirth of God's creation to reappear as a new heaven and a new earth. And you will hear this in the sermon next week, Revelation 21. On that last day, the Lord revealed that to us through His Spirit. All people, the dead, great and small, will be standing before God's throne. And everyone, believers and unbelievers, will appear before God's throne, and God's judgment will come to everyone individually. There will be a biography of everyone's life. All our deeds will now be coming to light. And this is the righteousness of God's judgment. Verse 13 tells us that everyone was judged according to what they had done. But also verse 13, and the sea gave up the dead who were in it. Death and Hades gave up the dead who were in them, and they would judge each of them according to what they had done. And all the dead will be resurrected from the sea and earth, and all will appear before God's throne. There will be a resurrection of the dead on that last day. And this book, and a book will be opened, and this book where the works of our life is written, will be terrifying for some. So terrifying that no one can describe this. It will consist of one page after another of all the wrongs and the rights we have done. Like a movie, it will play before your eyes. Our whole life will be under God's judgment. It will show that God is just. It will be about everyone individually. And it will be the fulfillment of the prayers of the believers over the ages. It will be the fulfillment of David's prayer in Psalm 69, verse 27 to 28. Add to them punishment upon punishment. May they have no acquittal from you. Let them be blotted out of the book of the living. Let them not be enrolled among the righteous. Those who were governed by sin and disobedience, those who rejected Jesus as their Savior, will be thrown into the eternal lake of fire, and in the same way death will also be destroyed. Those whose names were not found in God's book of life will receive the same judgment as Satan and his forces. They will be thrown into the lake of fire. This lake of fire is the fulfillment of God's eternal judgment. The lake of fire is the image of God's judgment in the same way as the valley of Hinnom or Gehenna were always burning. We read about this valley in 2 Kings 16 verse 3 and also 21 verse 6. It was a terrible place. This was the place where the kings of Judah had sacrificed their children by fire. Jeremiah 7 verse 31. And after that, it was cursed by the prophet Jeremiah. Jeremiah 19 verse 2 to 6. It's a desolate place. It's revealed to us a place in a lake of fire. But as an antithesis, God's city, the new Jerusalem, will also rise. That will be for God's children. But Gehenna, or hell, will be the eternal place where all unbelievers, those names who were not found in the book of life, will burn in the lake of fire. It will be righteous because they rejected God's offer of love and reconciliation, our Lord Jesus Christ. But there's also grace on that day. Another book will be opened, the book of life. The book containing Jesus Christ's book of life. This book of life is the testimony of God's love and grace through Jesus. And we can know that our deeds will certainly not only our salvation, but it will be the indication if we had a personal relationship with Jesus. And our works will be the fruit of the vine, our Lord Jesus Christ, who we were connected to in a true faith, John 15. But there's another great comfort in these verses. And we should understand this comfort. Death will be destroyed. In 1 Corinthians 15 verse 26 we read, the last enemy to be destroyed is death. In our Bible reading, we see how it will happen. There will be no more death. Death, who was called the last enemy, will also be destroyed. There will, after this day, never be a separation between body and soul. God will destroy death in all eternity. Death that was feared by everyone. With this judgment will come God's eternal grace, where there will be no more death, no more mourning for God's children. The new heaven and new earth will rise. But those whose names are not written in the book of life will be dying the second death, which is the eternal death, the lake of fire or hell. For them it will be over in all eternity. So the question this evening, and that's the question of life. Is his name written on your heart? Do you fear judgment day? Do you fear that your book of your life will be opened before God? We don't have to be afraid. We can know when we hear the message of God's grace that we are still alive in the time of the gospel of peace. We live in turbulent times, it's right. And we need to be clear of our mission, but we can be certain also of our vision that we are citizens of the kingdom of God. And it's through grace, God's grace that we can be alive. And if we hear this message and we hear about sin and the voice of the Spirit that leads to repentance, we need to thank God. And if you haven't, we can take all our sins that are written in God's book of judgment to the cross of Jesus. We can stand at the cross, look to Jesus in true faith, pray that our sins will be forgiven. And if we did that and brought our sins to Jesus, then we can know in all certainty that our sins are forgiven. And our name will be in the book of life that will be opened on that day, that we don't have to fear the other book. All our sins are erased because of what Jesus has done on the cross for you and me. John 6 verse 40, Jesus encouraged, "For my Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day." Jesus talked about this day, the day all will appear before the great white throne. And so the ultimate will of God is to have faith in Jesus as the Son of God. Therefore, be clear of your mission as well. We need to think about those who are not living in God's grace. We need to proclaim the gospel. This is our greatest calling. Before time will be completed. The gospel is our mission. And his eternal kingdom, our vision. And we need to know that every second that ticks away is gone forever, like a mist that disappears. And so we must be aware that every decision we need to make could be our last, and seek our Lord Jesus Christ. There will be a time when everything will be over, when time will cease to exist, where we will stand before the judgment seat of God in front of his throne. We don't have to fear that time. We don't have to fear the day of judgment if we belong to Jesus, as we do. We can know that we are already forgiven in Jesus, and therefore we can pray as the church of all times, "Come, Lord Jesus. Come, our Lord and Savior." Amen. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word that so clearly revealed to us what will happen on that last day, but also the certainty that we can have, that our names will be found in the book of life because of our Lord Jesus Christ and what he has done on the cross, not because of our works. Father, we pray and come before you. And we confess, Lord, if there's still anything against us, that you, us and you, that you will forgive our sins. Father, we also pray that we will work as your instruments and proclaim the gospel. Proclaim the gospel because we love, and that we will endure and stand steadfast in our faith. That we will not be confused about death, but know death will also be destroyed. But we don't even have to fear death anymore, because in our Lord Jesus Christ we are more than conquerors. There's no fear anymore. Jesus has conquered death. Father, we pray for your church. We pray for your church here in Blaxland, that we will stay true to your word, and that our vision and mission will always be before us, especially in the times we live. That we will think about this mission, to preach the gospel, to proclaim your word, and to call people to repentance and faith. Father, we pray for your church in Australia. We pray for your church all over the world, that your word will be the lamp to our feet, and that your spirit will lead us in your righteousness, our Lord Jesus Christ. In his name we pray. Amen.